The following program is brought to you in living color.
Ladies and gentlemen,
let the attack begin.
What are you doing here?
Testing for radioactivity.
Radioactivity? What is this radioactivity?
Warning. The program you're about to hear does not necessarily share the opinions and viewpoints of this radio station. Some of the material and interviews have been altered for entertainment purposes only. If you have any complaints about the Dorfon Sports Radio program, please contact our customer care service center at 1-800.
Yo, mama!
And now, the most eye-popping, jaw-dropping, smash-mouth, bone-crunching, heart-stopping, cutting-edge, interactive sports commentary show on the radio. Dorf on Sports. Now, here's your host, Andy Dorf.
Good morning to some of you. Good afternoon to others. Welcome. It is Dorf on Sports. This is the Sports Byline USA Radio Network. Lots of UFC going on over the weekend. Lots of tennis going on over the weekend as Serena gets dumped at the French Open. And it looks like Andy Murray is maybe going to go down to Novak Djokovic, but he is fighting to hang on here in the fourth set. NBA playoffs. As far as the finals go, we've got Golden State and the Cleveland Cavaliers, and I'll tell you what, the Cavs are definitely up against it, and it probably doesn't make my tag team partner in crime, a guy that is from Cleveland, very happy, but four out of the next six, four out of seven to start, the margin has become a little bit more slim, Jeff.
Yeah, it's tough to win game one in the other team's building, no matter what. When you're talking about the 73-win Golden State Warriors, you got to look at it. The Cavs got to take one of two. They got to take game two. If not, they got to sweep three and four at home and try to win a three-game series, which is a daunting task, as we've mentioned before on this program.
Yeah, kind of cool, though. It's going to be 2-2-1-1-1, so it does kind of change things from that format of 2-3-2. But I know we're up against it. Got to take a quick pause for the cause, so keep it close. We'll be back. Next segment, we'll get into this and some other things. He's Jeff Rich. I am the Dorf Man. It is Dorf on Sports, and this would be the Sports Byline USA Radio Network. Right back, everybody.
My joints used to kill me. I'd wake up with stiff knees and a stiff back, and it wouldn't get much better throughout the day. I went to doctors and took almost every supplement you can think of, and nothing seemed to help. Then I found something called Oil Can Joint Lubricant. They use only top-of-the-line, all-natural ingredients, and I know many companies make similar claims, but here's the big difference. Oil Can ingredients are scientifically formulated to work together faster than anything else in the marketplace. That's guaranteed. I take Oil Can every day. My knee pain was gone just a few days. So if you have knee pain, back pain, and you tried everything, try Oil Can Joint Lubricant risk-free right now. I'm confident you'll have fewer aches and pains within days, or we will gladly refund your money. Call right now. 800-989-1795. 800-989-1795. 800-989-1795. 800-989-1795.
A seatbelt can stop you from going into a store. A seatbelt can stop you from climbing a tree. It can stop you from flying or from rolling down a hill. A seatbelt can stop you from doing a lot of things, like crushing bones and damaging vital organs. It can even save your life. That's why we enforce seatbelt laws, to save lives. So buckle up every trip, every time. Click it or ticket. Paid for by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration.
You can't take a 700-horsepower Indy car out on the road, but you can take the tires. The new Firehawk high-performance tires from Firestone are built with racing-inspired technology and have better wet and dry handling than ever before. Now the only thing missing is a pit crew.
Hi, Dad.
Well, that's a start. Find your perfect Firehawk performance tire at your local Firestone retailer. Whatever you drive, drive a Firestone.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number.
Call 877-499-MYTV.
The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. So cancel the cable and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money.
Call 877-499-MYTV.
Right now, to sign up for packages starting as low as $24.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch, when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $24.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card.
Call 877-499-MYTV. That's 877-499-MYTV.
Cancel the cable. Cut costs and get more.
Call now. 877-499-MYTV. That's 877-499-MYTV.
I think that you win a lot of your fights as well as in the ring, outside the ring as well. You psych people out, don't you, beforehand?
Well, this works. You don't really psych them out. You really make them fight harder. You don't psych them out. You don't put fear in them. And that's the thing. It makes them fight too hard. It makes them anxious. They got to get you. Like I told George, I said, okay, sucker, I'm backing up in the ropes, and I want you to take your best shots. And I just stood there. Come on, show me something. Show me something, kid. You're not doing nothing. You're just a girl. Look at you. You ain't got nothing. Come on, sucker. Show me something. Show me something, sucker. And if you think I'm not telling the truth, watch the films. I talked him to death, and I made him so angry. He just beat himself out. He was so tired, he was swaying and just fall on the ropes. I said, man, this is the wrong place to get tired. I said, you are in trouble. Didn't I tell you your hands can't hear what your eyes can't see? You know I'm the greatest of all times. I tell him this when we get in clinches. That worries a man to beat him and talk to him. You understand?
Do they talk back to you?
No. Only one fellow talked back to me, and that's Joe Frazier. I hit Joe Frazier with about 90 punches, if you remember the first fight. I hit him with everything. The man took a terrible beating. He wouldn't fall. I said, are you crazy? I hit him there. I said, you must be crazy. He said, that's right. I'm crazy. He just kept coming. I'm crazy.
All right, everybody. Welcome back. Dorf on Sports. This is the Sports Byline USA Radio Network. Cassius Clay, Muhammad Ali, the greatest of all time. Passed away, man, right here in Phoenix, Arizona. I cannot really think of a more charismatic, influential guy that stood for something he believed in, fought for it, went to prison for it, and then won it in the Supreme Court later on, had it reversed. People call him a Dodge drafter.
Draft dodger.
A draft dodger, obviously. I'm sorry.
Let me jump in on that right now.
Yeah.
You know, we've mentioned it before. I was a United States Marine. I'm a patriot by self-proclamation. And I read all of the – I don't want to call it slander or libel or anything like that. But I read all of the noise. And we talk about a different time. And we're talking about Donald Trump, and we're talking about Muslims, and – you know, Donald Trump can't be appreciative of Muhammad Ali because of his creed and because of the current landscape. And I think it's all nonsense. When you think about what bothers Americans about Muslims in today's world, it's the militant, it's the violence. And Muhammad Ali was about the exact opposite. Now, while I did serve in the military, I'm also a pacifist, and I don't believe in wars, especially on foreign soil, especially with people that don't have any grievance with us. They just have their own way of life. And I actually do respect Muhammad Ali's decision to be a conscientious objector, to convert to a religion that doesn't believe in being forced to kill another man. And I do respect that. I know that a lot won't, but I don't think that what Muhammad Ali did towards the Vietnam War really affects his legacy in the negative way that it's being portrayed, because everybody has a voice today.
Right. That's, you know what, and sometimes people's voice is just a voice out of ignorance. I hate to say it. I don't want to sound like a jerk or anything, but truth be told, there's so many ignorant people out there that, you're right, have an opinion. And because in the way which we live, you're free to say and do pretty much whatever you want. And in all honesty, that's great. I love it. Okay. But we also have the ability to agree to disagree on things. And when someone is just misinformed, you come across as being ignorant. And look, bottom line is the guy was charismatic. He was a character. He kind of brought showmanship into the arena of sports in general. And truth be told, he talked a lot of smack. But you know what? He backed that smack up better than just about anybody I can ever think of in the history of sports, Jeff. So truth be told, he was an awesome human being as far as I'm concerned.
You know, he was talking about taunting his opponent, and one guy that comes to mind, and you may have been speaking of him there in that clip that we listened to coming out of the break, is Sonny Liston was a mean man. He was a bad man. You know, he had mob ties, and he had everything else out of the ring, and he was just a bad dude. And Muhammad Ali stepped in the ring. He didn't care. He taunted him. He didn't care because Muhammad Ali knew that when somebody came at him, whether they overextended themselves because they wanted to fight and win so badly, they wanted to shut this guy up. He backed it up, like you said. You know, if you're going to talk the mess, you got to be able to back it up with your hands. And Ali certainly did that.
Yeah, he talked the talk and he walked the walk. I mean, you know, the guy. I think, if I'm not mistaken, because I don't have these stats right in front of me, but I think his professional record was something like 55-6 or something like that.
And then, he fought too long.
Right. And here was what my point is that his amateur record, 105. And obviously I heard that last night at the MMA event that I was at here in Phoenix, Arizona, which, by the way, Iron Boy Productions, you can always check them out, ironboy.com. Look them up online, Jeff. You should check them out, too. If you want to go to the next event with me, I'd be more than happy to bring you along with me. But honestly, a moment of silence last night for Muhammad Ali, Cassius Clay, just inspiring to really think about – again, how important this guy was as far as the history of a lot of different things in this country.
Yeah, and Muhammad Ali is free now. You know, he was sick for very long, 30-plus years.
So yeah.
You know, dealing with the Parkinson's. And you know what was funny was – not funny, but you know what defined Muhammad Ali later in life was that he was able to control it when the cameras were on him. He was still able to be a showman into his late 60s and early 70s. And, you know, I believe that it was something septic that ultimately led to his demise. But, you know, when you think about – athletes in general, the history of American sports, and you put together like a Mount Rushmore, the top four heads on it probably include Ali without question, Michael Jordan, Babe Ruth, maybe Jim Brown, maybe Jack Nicklaus. The fact that he is easily one of the top four athletes in our history, I think he's the least debatable name if you're trying to pick four figureheads to represent sports.
Yeah, no, I mean, I agree. I mean, I'll guarantee you there will be a moment of silence at the ball game with the Golden State Warriors and the Cleveland Cavaliers for game two of that series. Look, man, it's one of those things where the Parkinson's was something that obviously this guy got hit way too many times. His style, the rope-a-dope, very conducive, obviously, to getting hit a lot, and then you're able to sucker those guys in to a certain degree. You tire them out, but ultimately, like you said, 30 plus years of living with Parkinson's, and I don't know if you saw what he looked like, you know, just before his passing days, but just a mere shell of what this man used to be, and it's just one of those things, man. Father Time gets the best of us, all of us, no matter how great, how strong, how unbelievable we once were at any moment in time in our life. Life is precious. I get that's the story that I'm really trying to paint here, is how precious it is, and just to enjoy every single day to the fullest. Because truth be told, Jeff, we never know when our last day is going to be, and we could be the healthiest guy in the world, and something crazy could happen. So, truth be told, enjoy every single day. Every single day you live is a blessing.
Yeah, thoughts go out to the community, especially the family of Muhammad Ali. You know, it's never a tough time to lose anyone, regardless of their legendary status. And, you know, he lived a whole life. I mean, he didn't die in his 40s or 50s like some of these NFL players. He lived a whole life, you know, tortured by Parkinson's for a good portion of it, which is a shame, but really a figurehead, good ambassador for our country. And, you know, there's a lot of other noise that I think that we could put to the side in the, you know, in the wake of his passing.
Absolutely. So, yeah, obviously our hearts and prayers go out to the Ali family and obviously the boxing community and anybody that he touched. An amazing man, very instrumental in a lot of history in our lives again. And 74 passes away right here in Phoenix, Arizona, right in our backyard. I know we're up against it. So on the other side, I don't know, man, maybe we should get back into some NBA basketball or maybe even get into, I don't know, baseball a little bit. Maybe we'll just kind of go through a little bit of everything, Jeff, kind of a smorgasbord before we hit Shane Koenig, our NBA insider, at about 40 after the hour. So keep it close. It is Dorfont Sports, and you're hanging out on the Sports Byline USA Radio Network.
Here's an urgent alert from the Student Loan Hotline. The average student loan debt is $25,000. Have you been out of college for 10 or more years and you're still making your student loan payments? If you are struggling with paying off your student loan, if you are past due, we can help. Nationwide Student Loan Relief can now restructure your student loans. We can get your student loans out of default, stop any wage garnishments, stop harassing collection calls, and even eliminate your student loan payment. If you can't afford your student loans, or if you're past due and you need help, you must call right now. We will restructure your loan or your money back, and that's a guarantee. So call the Student Loan Hotline right now. 800-949-8707. 800-949-8707. 800-949-8707. 800-949-8707.
When you struggle with credit card bills every month, you're not just in debt. Debt is all around you.
I see people every day that are on the brink. They're going to go over the edge, and at the bottom is bankruptcy, and we pull them back.
At the Debt Helpline, we're experts at helping you resolve your debt problems and become free of debt. We can help you pay off your debt and give you one lower monthly payment that you can afford.
You do get to consolidate your payments. You only have to worry about making one payment a month instead of making three or four or five.
If you have $5,000, $10,000 or more in credit card bills, call the Debt Helpline now for a free confidential debt analysis.
800-957-6063. 800-957-6063. Call the CESI Debt Helpline right now for a free confidential debt review. 800-957-6063. 800-957-6063.
Tired of paying outrageous prices for Viagra? Well, we have great news for you. Now you can finally get Viagra at huge discounts. Healthy Man allows you to save up to $500 on Viagra. Why pay U.S. pharmacy prices of $15 per pill or more when you can get Viagra for less than $3 a pill? Call today and get 40 Viagra pills for only $99. This can cost as much as $600 at your local pharmacy. You can't afford not to call us. If you want Viagra at the lowest prices, never pay $15 a pill pharmacy price. Again, get Viagra for less than $3 a pill. Call 877-663-7126 today and save up to $500 and get 40 pills for just $99. Healthy Man is fast, easy, and affordable. Operators are waiting at 877-663-7126 to take your call now. Call 877-663-7126. That's 877-663-7126. Again, 877-663-7126.
All righty, everybody. Welcome back. It is Northland Sports. You're hanging out on the Sports Byline USA Radio Network. Have not done this all day. Phone number is 1-800-878-7529. You might be able to get through to us. I don't know. Hit us up on Twitter, at by Jeff Rich, at Dorf on Sports. Be sure to check us out here at Sports Byline USA. Tons of things happening in the sports world. Definitely not at a loss for things to talk about. Upsets in the UFC last night. I saw some great action here in Phoenix, Arizona. Some of those guys will be on that big stage, by the way, Jeff. I think one of these guys, his last fight at this level, and it is pro, but probably the lowest form of professional. And I think he's on his way to the UFC and whatnot. We'll have to see. I'll see in the next few weeks as I watch that stuff if he winds up getting on a card. But
so what you're seeing here in Phoenix is like a minor league circuit?
Basically, what you're seeing here is pro. I mean, it is, but they're guys that are just starting their career, you know. So guys who've had very little to no experience in the octagon. Some guys may be doing it for their first time. Some guys maybe 4, 5, 6 fights. But truth be told, man, it was legit. I hate to say it. It was absolutely legit. I've been to Rage in the Cage before. I don't know if you ever checked that out. I'm going to go on the record, man. That's complete garbage. The MMA, this kind of stuff is legit. It's real. You know, the guys were tapping out. If they didn't tap out, we would have seen some crazy stuff happening right there in front of our very eyes. Good technique, good quality fights in general. And again, Iron Boy does, I don't know if you've ever gone to any of his events, but Iron Boy also does boxing, which he's at his 44th one. I believe the next show would be July 16th, if I'm not mistaken.
And for people in the Phoenix area, where is this?
It's at Celebrity Theater, man. I mean, it's a great first, in all honesty, my favorite venue in Phoenix, in Phoenix in general, Celebrity Theater. It's the way it's set up is just beautiful. It holds about 2,500 people, so it's a very small, intimate setting, first and foremost. All the action is right in front of you because the stage is right in the center. It's not, and the seats are all facing toward that stage. So it is an absolute unbelievable venue. If you haven't been to, have you been to Celebrity Theater, Jeff? Yes or no?
I don't think I have. I've heard some interesting stories because they've done boxing down there for a couple decades now, if I'm not mistaken.
Yeah, no, I mean, put it this way, they do everything there. It is a unbelievable spot. It's a theater that the stage goes around in a circle when they do music there. Obviously, not for the UFC fighting. They didn't do that, or the MMA fighting, I should say. They did not do that kind of stuff there. But it's a beautiful venue, man. It really is. It's small. It's intimate. There's not a bad, like, if you're in the back seat, it's not a bad seat, if that makes any sense. There is not one bad seat in the house. So, yeah, if you are listening to us and you live here in Phoenix, Arizona, and you've never gone to Celebrity Theater, I encourage you to go to Celebrity Theater. If it's not for an MMA fight, they have all kinds of stuff. I mean, Jeff Foxworthy will be there next month, I believe. You know, they have all kinds of different things there. It is a great spot. I've seen a lot of great things. You know, the other day I was talking to my girlfriend. I was trying to think of who all I've seen there. I've seen B.B. King there. I've seen Ida James. That's who I was trying to think of the other day when I was talking to her. And I kept saying, you know, some famous older woman, but a singer, and it was Ida James. So there has been some – I saw the Stray Cats there. I mean, it's an unbelievable venue, Jeff. It's honestly my favorite venue here in Phoenix, Arizona.
Phoenix on the whole doesn't really have a problem bringing the entertainment through.
No.
It's a problem that's happening in Cleveland because the bands don't want to go to Cleveland. The city's too run down. They don't feel like there's enough to do. They don't feel like they make enough money. But that's not a problem in Phoenix. Even when it gets really, really hot in the summer, they still play at the outdoor amphitheaters in Mesa. They play at the Talking Stick Resort, which if you haven't been to Arizona, folks, Scottsdale, Arizona, the Salt River fields where the Diamondbacks and the Rockies play for spring training. They got the resort over there. They got Top Golf, which is a great activity for people of all ages and all skills to kind of go out there, kind of replaces the bowling alley. So, you know, this is a great town we live in. And I think that there's a reason that as much as you may love Milwaukee and as much as I love Cleveland, Phoenix is where it's at, especially if you're a sports fan where you have teams in all four major markets. Plus, you have two Division One football programs. So it's a great place to be for a sports fan or people just want to be entertained.
Yeah, no, in general, man, I agree with you, man. I found this spot back in 1996, and I'll tell you what, I'm going to die here in the desert, bro. I mean, it is a great spot. Like you said, a lot of things coming our way, such as the NCAA March Madness Final Four next year. You know, there's just so – the Super Bowl's been here. It's going to be here again. You know, this is a great spot. People love coming here. Obviously, the weather brings a lot of people. As you've alluded to, the it's just a great town, man.
And are you looking forward to the Coyotes coming a little, being a little more centrally located, whether that's in Scottsdale, Tempe, or downtown Phoenix, as opposed to the far west suburb of Glendale, Arizona?
Look, they missed the boat. Where I really thought they should have put that in the first place was at Los Arcos, which was right there, I believe, on McDowell and Scottsdale Road. But
there's still plenty of room over there. There's all kinds of dilapidated car dealerships that go down McDowell Road there in South Scottsdale. It would be the perfect place for an arena. You know, a little tough for the West Valley crowd to get to, but they're not, let's face it, they're not filling up the arena that they have in Glendale. Football stadium does fine because it's 10 Sundays a year plus maybe one or two playoff games. But you know, Arizona Cardinals looking good, but right now not a lot going on the Phoenix sports landscape. Those Diamondbacks, despite the money they spent in the offseason, things just not really working out.
Man, oh man, Zach Greinke, what do you think they're feeling right now about that decision to bring this guy in for $236 million?
I think every move that they made to their rotation in the offseason, maybe they got a little impatient on Archie Bradley. Despite the loss to the Cubs the other day, Bradley pitched very well through like five or six innings of one run baseball or shutout baseball. So I think that they're getting a little impatient, and that's been par for the course for the Diamondbacks over the last couple of years. When you consider, you know, that they gave up on Tyler Skaggs and Trevor Bauer and another number of other pitching prospects over the years, instead of waiting for their talent to develop, draft the guys, let them pan out, instead of bringing them up for 4 or 5 years and then moving them, a la Justin Upton.
Yeah, I would agree with you. I think they're a little quick to push the button and get rid of guys and move on and separate themselves. But in a lot of cases, you do have to do that. With that being said, 10 games under 500 right now are the Arizona Diamondbacks. Just them and the San Diego Padres are duking it out for the seller in the division, obviously. Well, the Giants.
The Padres are fire sailing. I mean, they moved James Shields to the White Sox the other day. Fernando Rodney probably on the go. Matt Kemp, if you can get anyone to take his contract, is probably out. So they're going through that spend a lot, watch it not work, and blow it up phase that the Miami Marlins went through with Ozzie Guillen a couple years ago.
Yeah, I mean, look, do you see the Dodgers being able to make a move with everything we're talking about? Look, we know that at some point this is going to come down to a two-team race. 4.5 games separates them right now, the Giants and the Dodgers. The Dodgers have underachieved, let's be honest. They've looked terrible. I've watched several of their games. They're just not gelling on the field. And San Francisco has started to kind of get their mojo and kind of be who they are. And maybe that's because it's an even year. I don't know. But truth be told, we all know at some point this is going to come down to a two-head race, the Dodgers and the Giants. And I don't know if the Dodgers will ever actually even be able to make it a two-headed race. What do you think?
I think the National League, you know, we say it's not a sprint, it's a marathon, but there's a definite pace and there's a definite pace setter. And I don't think there's any surprises in the National League. I expected the Chicago Cubs to be on top of the Central. I expect the Nationals to be on top in the East. And I expect the Giants to be just a little bit better than the Dodgers. And I think that pace will play out over the course of the season because the Dodgers don't have much depth. I think losing Greinke in that number two role, I think that Greinke being the number two as opposed to the number one makes a big difference. And now they have to count on Kershaw and a lot of rain.
Yeah, the Cardinals are confusing to me. That's the way I'd put them, because I've watched them play a few games as well, and I can see them play really well some days, and then some days their pitchers just don't have it and they look awful. And I don't know, man. It's just one of those things where baseball is just a weird game. Everything has to go right, and all these guys need to kind of be on the same page. But very interesting. We're going to have to take a quick pause for the cause. On the other side, we're going to hook up with Shane Koenig, our NBA basketball insider, and talk to him about, obviously, Cavs and Golden State Warriors. Do the Cavs have a chance? 4 out of 6 is what they're looking at. Going to be tough. He's Jeff Rich. I am the Dorf Man. It is Dorf on Sports, and this is the Sports Byline USA Radio Network. We'll be right back, everybody. Loving, touching.
A fresh coat of paint can make a world of difference to the look of any room, but sometimes the paint roller is not your friend. I'm Danny Lipford with tips for today's homeowner. Coming up, a simple trick for painting textured ceilings right after this.
Step 1. Make a list of your weekend projects. Drywall, wash the patio, scrape the loose paint on the deck. Step 2. Pour yourself a cup of coffee.
Hey, Family Guy's on TV. Love that show.
Step 3. 2 hours later, back to your list. Step 4. Pick a project, break out the tools, get it done. Step 5. Go ahead. One more episode. No guilt this time. Hyde Tools. Everything you need to start somewhere at thehideway.com.
A textured ceiling, sometimes called a popcorn ceiling, can be very difficult to paint. The minute you start rolling it, pieces of the texture start falling off. The key to a successful paint job is to use a slightly thicker nap roller cover, at least half inch thick, and roll a light coat on the ceiling in only one direction. Don't roll back and forth. Slightly overlap the next row, rolling it in the one direction. Allow this light coat to dry, then apply a second coat of paint, but roll perpendicular to the first coat. Some flaking of the texture will still occur, but it'll be very minimal. This technique will take a little longer, but it practically guarantees a beautiful paint job overhead without a full floor of popcorn when the job is all done. I'm Danny Lipford with tips for today's homeowner.
In that neighborhood, it was almost impossible to get what we could afford. So I had set up alerts on Zillow to say, if anything in this area ever comes below a certain price point, it just popped up one day. Wonderful the house is so cool.
Home means something different to everyone. With millions of homes for sale.
And I was like, oh my God, we have to go see it. It's a really wonderful neighborhood. And then to add on to that, how
bent on Zillow. Whatever home means to you, Zillow can help you find it.
Tired of paying outrageous prices for prescription drugs? Well, we have great news. Now you can finally get prescription drugs at huge discounts from Canada Drug Center. That's right, the most popular drugs for cholesterol, high blood pressure, depression, diabetes, arthritis, and many more are now up to 75% off. Why pay U.S. pharmacy prices when you can get brand name drugs at the lowest price? Call today and get up to 75% off all the popular brand name prescription drugs. Never pay high prices again. Get the most popular drugs at huge savings. Savings from our Canadian and international pharmacies and fulfillment centers. No insurance? No problem. Prices are so low you do not need benefits or insurance to get all your prescriptions fast, easy, and affordable. Operators are waiting to take your call now. Order today and get free shipping. Just call 800-950-1180. Up to 75% off all the popular brand name prescription drugs and free shipping. Call 800-950-1180. That's 800-950-1180.
James drives and finishes. James spins, gets in the paint. Lefty land. Strong move from LeBron James. Irving to James. James tries another three and hits. 3 for 4 from downtown for LeBron James. Irving shuffle pass. James fakes and finishes. Carroll tried to draw the foul. James' jump shot is good. He has been hitting the perimeter shot. James' quick spin move and finish. Shot clock down to 5 again. Says clear out. James puts his head down, drives, layup is good.
All righty, everybody. Welcome back. It is Dorf on Sports. This is the Sports Byline USA Radio Network. Some highlights. LeBron James, Steph Curry, Golden State Warriors, Cleveland Cavaliers. 1-0 right now. Daunting, man. That's all I can say. I think Cleveland has to win game two in order to make this a series at all. Let's bring in Shane Koenig, our NBA insider, to kind of break things down for us. Shane, good morning, man. How are you?
I'm well. Thanks for having me on again. It's a good morning here in Colorado.
Yeah, what are you looking at, about 80 degrees today or what?
Yeah, it's going to hit 80. Got some yard work to do and going to start on that.
You sure you don't want to come hang out in 117 and do that yard work?
You know, after all the times that we've talked and I hear about when it's 30 degrees here and you guys are enjoying the 70, I think I'll stay here.
Are you sure, man? I mean, it's still beautiful. I'll tell you that right now. It's still beautiful, bud. It's just a little
I'm
hot,
sure it's more. It's really beautiful in the